Yes, my name is Marco Alafossi, and I would like to thank the organizers for inviting me here and for all the promotion I have got during these 2 days. So I have now responsibility to provide you a good show, I think. Well, this is not a comprehensive study over this issue, but it's rather a journalistic overlook about what happened in Finland. I have had very little time for preparations, but I have more or less selected some stories and issues that I thought that are relevant to this case, and I'm going to present them in chronological order to describe the process. So let's go. This is the situation in Finland. The numbers are from the end of the year, and as you can see, the number of the license fees have been going down for some years, but the sum of the price of the license fee has been going up. And at the same time, Wiley has become more dependent on license fee. It used to have other financing means, other forms of income, but nowadays it's almost solely dependent on license fee. So something had to be done. And Lintilä Committee was then nominated. There was a member in this committee from each and every parliamentary group in Finland. And surprisingly, they were able to agree on everything on this proposal, and which was handed over to Minister Suvi Lindén on the right corner of the picture there. The name of the proposal was originally, you must remember this later because there are other names for this proposal. Originally and officially, it was Public Service Media Fee. So that was the idea, and the content of the idea is here in a nutshell. So there were no exceptions at all. Everybody should be paying, each and every household. No exceptions for the blind people or the deaf people or people whose income is really low. And there was an immediate response from our commercial media sector. They opposed it, and with quite eloquent words, they said, "No, this is not what we want." And next day, no. Talouselämä, the weekly economic magazine in Finland, was more blunt to say what they thought about this. And this is not the only possible translation. So they didn't like it. And quite early signs of what this how the society would take this proposal came through a blog. There are a group of researchers of Helsinki School of Economics who have a blog, and they commented on this media fee proposal quite early, already in April, and they compared it to poll tax, which was introduced by Margaret Thatcher in the late 1980s. And they reminded that poll tax was one of the reasons why Thatcher was actually forced to step down. It was so unpopular. There was riots in London because of this poll tax proposal. And also, the Finnish Consumers Association, they thought that this kind of lump sum media fee is just unfair. You shouldn't do that. Even the Youth League of the Former Communists were against it, although they thought that the public service is okay, but you should finance it through the budget rather than having this kind of media fee. And in the meantime, there was this kind of interesting process coming up Because first time this election financing scandal, it was in the headlines in Finland already in 2008. Because then it was found out that MPs had taken money from businesses, which they hadn't reported as they were supposed to do. So this is a continuing process which now came up again in the case of our Prime Minister. And a couple of days, at least a couple of days later, or next day, our Minister of Communication gave this interview. As you noticed, she got that report or the proposal already in late April, but it took so long, several weeks, from her to create an opinion on it. She didn't know what to think about it. So just before she was left going to leave on his her summer cottage, she gave this interview to the paper of National Coalition Party. So she's supporting, that's the word on bold there, as the least worst option. She didn't like that really much, but she was for it at the moment. And then, well, Midnight Sun. It's July in Finland. Nothing happens in political front. But then it's August, and now there is something new coming on. Yes, August came, and also heavy artillery, if so to speak. A commission to study stated that 62% of the Finns were against the media fee. So it would be a political suicide to try to make it happen. That was the message of this study, paid by the Association of Newspapers. And again, September, Prime Minister makes headlines again. Now, this time, Wiley is claiming that he's corrupted. And interesting is that this story tells here that they have been preparing this story about Prime Minister's corruption case for about a year. And still they decided to come out with this story now, at the end of September, relying only on one source. They didn't have anything else than one person telling that MP or PM had taken these construction materials without paying anything. So that was the case. And, well, again, another survey by commercial media. And this headline actually states that Wiley payment has huge opposition. But if you read the story and do the calculations, they had made a survey with all those 200 members of parliament. 132 actually answered, and 80 of them had opinion on media fee. And half of those 80 were opposing the media fee. So according to my calculations, it's only 40 members of the parliament who were opposing it. So after these two examples, I should be perhaps worried about the state of journalism in Finland. I teach radio, so I can be worried about it. And October was this kind of a turning point because of this scandal coming up related to our Prime Minister, Centre Party Parliamentary Group Chair Timo Kalli actually wanted to see the director of Wiley to resign. So there was discussion about it, but nothing really happened at that time. And there was a lot of tension between Wiley and the politicians, on the other hand. But on the one hand, the politicians, at least in the cabinet, in the government, they were able to make a deal, make a support deal about supporting this proposal and reforming the control of Wiley. And, well, this handsome young man here is very sad because he thinks media fee is way too high, while he is getting way too much money. And we in the newspaper industry are not happy about it. And still in October, Prime Minister claimed that he will fight for his position. He will prove that Wiley has been wrong. Okay? That was the story in October. In December, he decided that he is no longer going to be the next chair of the Center Party. And although there is no guarantee that if he is going to continue as a prime minister after this party conference, it doesn't really matter. He became a lame duck immediately after this announcement, which was made just before Christmas, of course. And nothing happens during Christmas time. Even you can't see even Santa Claus here. It's so peaceful. And, well, it wasn't Santa Claus who actually brought us now. It was the Wiley Board of Directors who gave us now a new director for Wiley in February. So, Lauri Kivinen is actually living in München at the moment. So, he's moving out to Finland at some time later this year. At the moment, there is no acting CEO at Wiley, as far as I know. An interesting thing is that Jungner was let to go, although he didn't fail at anything. Social networking, social media, is one of the buzzwords of the day. And as you can see, it can be used on many purposes. For example, against public service media fee. These are just two examples. There are more out there in Facebook, which are directly opposing the idea of media fee or Wiley. This was something I didn't really want to see, but now it's there. Okay, this was enough for our minister. She pulled the brake in March. Started to disagree with herself, but anyway, stopped the process. And in the next stage, the whole thing really went in on the rocks. Even the opposition, they tried to collect some points by starting to oppose the fee, which they originally supported. So it was really a mess. There was no way to get a decision out of this parliament after this discussion. And this is the at least semi-official explanation what happened. The minister told that it was unfair and she didn't want to endanger the future of Wiley. So that's the reason why everything was stopped. One thing the politicians were able to agree on, they actually agreed on the level of financing for Wiley. So the operations of Wiley are now safeguarded, but there was no agreement on the reform for the next year. So no results, but some thoughts. I would say that a general agreement about media fee in the parliament, it seems that it's not necessarily enough, or it doesn't perhaps last to the end. And it's also, this is not about just about the license fee. It's the financing model of public service broadcasting, and it's a highly political and delicate issue. And there are a lot of interest groups in the society who would like to make politics with that. And one thing which I think is also obvious in our case, that If you break the link between the possibility to receive and being obliged to pay, that may create something which you didn't expect or you didn't want to come out of the process. So this is what I came here to say. Thank you, citing my Swedish colleagues.